Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let's all go. You find two openings, and I'll read a third that we won't have you turn to, but go to Proverbs 10 and Ecclesiastes 11. Proverbs 10 and Ecclesiastes 11. We began some weeks ago on a series we're calling How to Harvest. How to Harvest. We saw in Genesis 8:22, don't turn there, but Genesis 8:22 in the God's Word translation, he said, as long as the earth exists, planting and harvesting, cold, heat, summer and winter, day and night will never stop. The easy to read says there will always be a time for planting and a time for harvest. The BBE says while the earth goes on, seed time and getting in the grain, he goes on to say, will not come to an end. This is a permanent, perpetual, universal principle as long as this earth exists. Sowing and reaping, and Jesus taught on what we call the parable of the seed or the parable of the sower. And when they questioned him about it, he said, you don't understand this. How can you understand any of the parables if you don't understand this? So you might say this is the granddaddy principle of everything. And I've heard people mock and say, oh, you hear these preachers at offering time talking about sowing and reaping. And I've heard even supposed to be Christians and supposed to be some ministers say, there's nothing like that in the Bible. You wonder what Bible they're talking about. Because dear me, I mean, it's from lid to lid. You know what I mean by that? Anyhow, don't take my word for it. Get into this study with us and see what we're talking about. But we found that, even amongst people that believe in sowing and reaping and people that believe in living by faith and these kind of things, still there is some misconception that the Lord has dealt with me that we need to deal with. We need to get corrected. And we're not talking about somebody else. We're talking about us right here. So, look at these verses and you'll see what we're talking about in Proverbs, the 10th chapter and the 4th verse. Proverbs 10:4 says, he becomes poor that deals with a slack hand. Is that just as true as any other verse in the Bible?
Yes.
It is. So you're going to be able, if you're slack and idle and not diligent, are you going to be able to say enough confessions to make up for it? And he goes on to say, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. Verse 5, the very next verse, he that gathers in summer is a wise son, but he that sleeps in harvest is a son that causes shame. Is it possible to sleep through a harvest? Certainly you could do it in the natural. You know, there have been instances of people that lost their crops by just not doing what they needed to do. It was time to get out there and plow it or weed it or treat it, you know, whatever needed to happen. And they didn't do that. And they just let it all grow up. Or it was time to go get the harvest in, the grain in, the fruit in. And they didn't. They just left it out there and let it spoil and let it rot or whatever. You can lose a crop.
You can,
sir. Right?
That's right.
Many people have lost crops. Well, is it possible that you could lose a crop spiritually with your sowing and reaping? Now, see, that's the thing a lot of times folks hadn't thought about, and they don't really like the idea of that. But when we say sowing and reaping, we wouldn't have a clue what that meant unless we already knew about natural sowing and reaping.
Yes, that's right.
And the Scriptures, that's what He does. The Lord takes things we know about in the natural and tells us their spiritual counterpart. Elsewise, we wouldn't be able to relate. So the things, the principles that govern financial and material sowing and reaping are the very same as the principles concerning sowing corn or wheat or soybeans or anything else. It works the very same way. Do you believe this? It does. And so in light of that, there's a lot of things we ought to already know, but have some things have gotten by some of us. Look in the Ecclesiastes, the 11th chapter. Ecclesiastes 11 and verse 4 says, "He that observes the wind shall not sow, and he that regards the clouds shall not reap." The New Century, the NCV, says, "Those who wait for perfect weather will never plant seeds, and those who look at every cloud will never harvest crops." If you go outside, you know your harvest needs to be gotten in. And you go outside and there's one little cloud up there and you go, "Ah, better not go. Might rain." Well, every day, tomorrow there's going to be a might, could, right? And is it possible? I mean, he said the same thing about sowing. You can get to looking at the wrong thing. You can say, "Well, I got this coming up this week and I got that coming up, and it's just not a good time for me to sow." Well, you know what time it'll be next week? It won't be a good time. You know what'll happen the next year? If you will let that stop you, the enemy has access to cause something else to happen. And there will always, and you got some people confessing it. They actually just join hands with the devil and say, "Yeah, you know, it's always something. If it ain't one thing, it's something else." Well, say it again and get more miserable. That's ridiculous. In the light of spiritual truth. Yeah, the enemy, if you listen, if you will let him thwart you, put you off, then you will always procrastinate and put it off, and you will never sow. So you'll never have anything in the ground to reap. And there's a lot of folks in that sad category. But here's the other category, and there's the thing the Lord's emphasizing through this series. There's a lot of people who have sown. But that doesn't assure you will reap. Because according to this, we see two things already. It's possible to sow good seed in good ground and have a bumper harvest and yet lay in the bed and be idle and not get it in. Idleness. Everybody say idleness. And we also see you can sow good seed in good ground and the Lord bless it and you have a good harvest, and yet you get to looking at the wrong things and think, "Well, we couldn't pay our house off this year. Look at the economy." Well, yeah, but with the way things are down at the company, the way things are with this and that, you couldn't expect to get that now. You're looking at clouds and believing lies that you can't have that kind of thing happen this month. Why couldn't God do it this month in August of this year? Are there any set of circumstances that God's going to tell you and say, "Well, I can't do it this month because of this or that or that"? No, these are only clouds that you can fixate on and let these circumstances talk you out of expecting and believing for. Or you could be a real man or woman of faith and just say, "I am not moved by these little clouds. I don't care what I see. I don't care what they say. I don't care how it feels. I don't care how it looks. It can happen. It can happen for me, where I live, in my town, where I work, for my kids." And you can reap. You can reap 30, 60, 100-fold more. You can have miraculous things happen in your life, financial and materially. But what we have seen already is that though you sow, reaping is not automatic. And I think that is one of the big revelations that a lot of folks have not yet gotten. You hear it, and I'm not speaking disparagingly. I'm sure I haven't always said everything that I should have included and said, but there's a lot of folks, if you listen to them, preachers and Christians alike, it sounds like that if you would just give enough and make enough confessions, everything's going to be wonderful. You're going to have abundance running you down. But you don't have to look very far to see that's not the case. Because there are folks that have been giving and making confessions for a long time, and they are not where they need to be. They're not experiencing 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. They're not experiencing 2.5-fold. And because of that, some have decided, well, that's not true. There's nothing to that. And some people say, well, I don't believe in all that multiplication stuff. I just believe if you give, God will bless you. Well, we believe that too. But what does that mean? That's mighty noncommittal. That sounds like you think once you give, it's all up to Him. And that's where the problem comes in. Because there's a whole lot of folks believe the same thing in a bunch of other areas. People believe, well, whether you're healed or not is all up to God. Whether you're filled with the Spirit and speak in tongues, that's all up to God. If He wanted that, He could do it. But if it doesn't happen for you, He must not have wanted it. Well, God could heal you if He wanted to, but if you're not healed, must mean for some reason He didn't want you to. So they're saying it's all up to Him. There's even people believe that about whether you go to heaven or hell. That it's all up to Him. All up to Him. All up to Him. All up to Him. Is it really?
No.
Well, is reaping all up to Him?
No.
That's the issue. Many people believe once I've given something, that's the end of my responsibility. It's all up to Him. It's not true in the natural. I mean, some of the most rigorous work comes at harvest time, isn't it? Everybody knows just because you planted, you know, 500 acres of soybeans and the sun shined on it and the rain came and you got an outstanding crop out there. The beans don't just march out of the field and get in the silo by themselves. Everybody knows that getting the soybeans in is not up to God. Every farmer knows that. Why don't we know that? So if you haven't been with us, go get the previous materials, the DVDs, the CDs. You can download it in its entirety off the website. We've already covered a lot of ground. But last week we got into tithing as it relates to harvest. And I just, I know in my heart, we're not through with that.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me life.